This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What the heck's going on? I'm not really sure. How did I get in this seat on a Saturday?
What's happening?
Who are you?
Where are we?
What are we doing? Well, it is the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our telephone number, if you would like to join in the conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, that's 603-283-6160, and you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it is myself, your host, the Dr. Lord Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me, it's...
Peakless Mountaineer.
That's right, Peakless Mountaineer. For those of you who aren't used to hearing him, he's... Every Sunday.
Every Sunday,
and then occasionally whenever, you know, we need a fill-in or whatever, and that is the case this evening. I kicked Ian out of the studio. I was like, dude, you need a vacation, you need a break, so, and it turns out he actually has some business to do, so he's going to go do that. But, yeah, I kicked him out, and he was like, well, who's going to replace, you know, if you're replacing me, who's going to replace you? I'm like, how about Peakless Mountaineer?
Well, to be fair, Ian is irreplaceable.
That is true.
But I will do a stand-in.
I'll do stand-up.
Hey!
Hey!
Sounds like a good place for it. Can you, in fact, do stand-up while sitting down?
I believe that I can, but it's just a belief at this point.
Well, it's that kind of optimism we hire you for.
So our lead story for tonight, the name of the program, Arrested for Memes. Now, this is an interesting topic that keeps coming around where folks seem to be being persecuted for sharing memes in one way or another, whether it's by law or by the actual social media platform on which they share these memes. In this case, a Florida man, believe it or not. Why is it always a Florida man?
Well, two reasons. Number one, because it's actually a relatively free state. And number two, because they have this weird habit of actually broadcasting their police radio. So people can just pick that up, and if it's a slow news day, they go, ah, well, this is a fun story.
The phrase, a Florida man, is so popular that a friend of mine in Seattle either is or was in a band called Florida Man.
Nice.
And so, of course, they would hashtag all of their stuff Florida Man or a Florida Man, and whenever the news would pick up something about a Florida Man, they would get free press out of it.
Nice.
Which was, I thought it was brilliant.
It is brilliant, although I am going to blame them for everything now.
Well, and I already have.
What did you do to that gator? Was that necessary for your music, really?
So this from Newsweek on this particular article was from January 27th, so a couple of days ago. A Florida man arrested Wednesday is accused of using social media platforms to mislead voters ahead of the 2016 presidential race between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
So it wasn't Russian bots after all, it was this guy.
So, you know, 8 years later or whatever. 4 years.
Well,
wait, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, five years later?
Well,
it was ahead of the 16 race, so that started, the campaign started it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Never let it be said that our overlords are not arbitrary and vengeful.
And never let it be said that I'm good at math. So
37 years ago.
37?
Is that the wrong number?
That's a reference to a movie known as Clerks.
Well, the... I had forgotten
37? Yeah. The article goes on, Douglas Mackey, a 31-year-old social media influencer, I've never seen that as a job title pop up on any of the job searches, right? Yes, we're looking for a social media influencer.
That's, yeah, I don't think anyone's ever gotten that back from the guidance counselor. Yeah.
You know, when you grow up, you're going to be a social media influencer. Anyway, Douglas Mackey, a 31-year-old social media influencer who operated under the online alias Ricky Vaughn. That doesn't seem very poignant or, you know.
Now, is it Vaughn with like a silent G and an
A? It's the G-H, yeah, V-A-U-G-H, ah, okay. And yeah, Vaughn.
Because otherwise I'd be Vaughn what?
He was charged with conspiring to spread disinformation designed to, quote, deprive individuals of their constitutional right to vote, unquote.
And here I thought that you'd need to do something a little bit more drastic than memeing to take people's votes away.
There is no place in public discourse for lies and misinformation to defraud citizens of their right to vote.
Well, that's
Seth
just not true
Ducharme,
at all.
The acting U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York, said in a statement. Mackey was charged by a criminal complaint in the Eastern District. According to the Justice Department, he was taken into custody Wednesday and made a court appearance before U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt in the Southern District of Florida. So that's a whole bunch of words that really don't tell you anything. Prosecutors say the disinformation campaign launched by Mackey and other individuals, quote, often took the form of memes, unquote. Some of the memes altered images of celebrities to falsely suggest they were supporting one candidate over the other. So if I took, like, a picture of, oh, I don't know, you know, insert famous person here, Sylvester Stallone, and I drew, like, a word bubble that said, vote Bernie. Apparently I can get arrested for that.
Wow. That is just astonishing.
Based on this paragraph, anyway. While the criminal complaint did not explicitly name the candidates referenced in each meme, Mackey was revealed to be an avid Trump supporter and well-known figure in the, quote, alt-right, unquote, movement by the Huffington Post in 2018.
Excuse me, you are using appeal to authority for your ends and not ours. That is clearly illegal.
Indeed. The group also pushed out the Draft Our Daughters meme, which falsely claimed Clinton supported making women eligible for the draft. Did it falsely claim that? I mean, didn't Clinton kind of support that?
Not that I recall. Hmm. Although that is an interesting bit of sexism. That I mean, the reason that the voting age was lowered to 18 was because that's where the draft age was.
Right.
And yet when universal, what's that word? Suffrage. When universal suffrage was enacted, they didn't expand the drafting.
The only draft that I'm interested in is D-R-A-U-G-H-T, as in a freshly poured beer. That's the only draft I'm interested in.
Well, if by interested you mean horrified, then I am definitely interested in the draft.
Oh. No, I don't mean horrified.
No.
No, I mean interested. Like,
oh.
You know.
As in desirable.
Like, hey, man, we're having a draft. Great, pour me one. Instead of, hey, man, we're having a draft. Oh, crap, I'm moving to Canada. Stark contrast. The group also, no, I'm sorry. As the election drew nearer, Mackey and his co-conspirators allegedly urged people to cast their ballots through invalid means. They claimed a person could vote for a major party candidate by sending text messages or using certain hashtags on social media.
Now, this is one thing that I've always, has always kind of surprised me that, so there are all of these things that you're supposed to be able to do through government, but there's, like, no efficient system whatsoever for figuring out, like, what you can do, how to do it. And I think that this is a fair comeuppance for making the system so, what's the opposite of transparent? Obscure?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Translucent? No.
That's halfway there.
Opaque?
Opaque, yeah. Opaque? For making such a completely opaque system for how we're, oh, well, it's your responsibility to figure out how to do these things that it's impossible to find out.
This says, they claimed a person could vote for a major party candidate by sending text messages or using certain hashtags on social media. Assumably, they did this by using memes. This reminds me of the memes that oh, say stuff like, you know, hey, pour sugar in your gas tank for some extra octane while you're driving down the road, that kind of a thing, right?
Did you know that motor oil can be used to kill weeds?
Drinking antifreeze is good for your dog. You know, it reminds me of that. 603-283-6160. Should you be arrested for memeing? More coming up.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, the number 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. We'll get to some of your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And we've been talking about this article from Newsweek where Mr. Mackey has been accused of some sort of, you know, trying to tilt the election.
Memeing without a license.
Yeah, memeing without, you know, government permission, or at least with great government dislike.
He did not seek the permission of the great corporate overlords before speaking his mind.
In one example highlighted by the Department of Justice days before the election, Mackey allegedly tweeted a picture of a black woman standing in front of a sign for an unnamed candidate with a caption that read, "Avoid the line, vote from home."
Well, and as I recall, you actually could vote from home.
Yeah, absentee ballots are a thing. So
I mean, at least that one you'd think you'd get off scot-free from.
This does say days before the election, so I assume your absentee ballot needs to be in, like, a week before, if there's some stipulation of this.
I thought it was as long as it was postmarked, but
I
didn't really pay that much attention to that side of things.
Yeah. I mean, the system is so ugly that I just discount, well, all of it. So, you know, pardon me for not having the details on absentee voting, but I'm a non-participator in the process known as voting, particularly for the presidential election, because I have so many better things that I could be doing with my time.
I'm the next best thing to a non-participator. I voted third party.
Indeed. It is the next best thing. So we'll talk more about this guy who was arrested for memeing here in a bit. But first, let's go to Dustin, who's calling from Kansas. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, long good day, radio guys. I was hoping to explain to Ian's statement, the Tea Party isn't over. The three letters, meaning taxed, enough already. The community asked for new laws for the Tea Party. And given a vocal consent, the Associated Press, my cops to courts, and my community, Salina, Kansas, continues to hear from me about the attempts of Tea Party at the Associated Press to investigate, but that I'll sacrifice because this government ruined its representation to its races, its women, and its disabled about its treatment and care.
Well, Dustin, how much taxation is enough, right? If the letters taxed enough already is what TEA stands for in the party formerly known as the Tea Party, or currently known, depending on your perspective, how much taxation is enough? Because in my mind, any taxation is too much.
It's explaining to Ian that it hasn't been solved, and that to get word out there that if it's not mine to support the best quality that isn't Adolf Hitler or like the new Venezuela, South America, but to advise, to sacrifice, to support the investigation and my explanation, vocal consent to the Associated Press, my cops, the courts keeps on hearing my attempts.
All right, Dustin, let me ask you a question. If the Democrats put up Joseph Stalin as a candidate for president and the Republicans put up Adolf Hitler as a candidate for president, who would you vote for?
Independent party, independent Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
The model.
All right, we appreciate the call, Dustin. Thanks. Is the Tea Party over, Peakless Mountaineer?
Well, I mean, as a movement, it definitely seems to have been over for a while. From what I had heard, because I never really had much direct personal interaction with it, basically, the Koch brothers got in there, and they're like, hey, guys, we really need to go back into the mainstream Republican Party, and that pretty much spelled the end of the Tea Party.
Yeah, I'm under the impression that it was sort of co-opted.
But, I mean, it kind of depends on what exactly you mean, because, you know, those people are still there, and they obviously are not comfortable and happy just being part of the Republican establishment. They're obviously, they are taxed enough already. And they thought that, hey, well, if we just go back into the fold, then we'll get something that would, at least reduce taxes.
Yeah. I mean, the whole phrase taxed enough already seems to sound like, hey, we're good. You know, we're good with the amount of taxation we have. We don't want any more. Right? Well, like, we've reached our limits, and now we don't want you to tax us anymore. Whereas I'm of the opinion that nobody should be taxed at all, and every interaction should be voluntary. If there's an organization that provides something that resembles government services, governance, that is, and they do it for a fair price, you know, and there's competition, and there's a marketplace that I can choose who my provider is, I'm all for that if it's on a voluntary basis, if I get to decide. And if they do a crappy job at whatever product or service they're trying to deliver, why, I have several providers to choose from that I can take my business elsewhere, which I cannot do with the current government.
Well, my suspicion is that they have a variety of different people that can all agree that, okay, at least stop. Like some of the, I'm entirely certain that some of them are libertarians and they're like, no. Oh, taxation is theft, and they're in the Republican Party because, well, what else are you going to do? Be part of the Democratic Party? Be not involved? Be part of what has been an absolute sham in the Libertarian Party? So some of them, I'm sure, are zero taxation people that feel that enough, like myself, feel that enough means, you know, all of the stuff in the past, as in stop. Like, that is enough taxation, we should be done with it.
That's like a battered wife going, hey, you know what, you already beat me on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I don't want to be beaten on Sundays, too.
Well, and that's the argument right there, is like, well, by enough, do you mean what they've done already, or what they're currently doing?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's an argument that they would have if they at least got it to stop at what they're doing already instead of continuously increase.
Did the Tea Party, we'll call it movement, was that the precursor to the Ron Paul Revolution? I'm trying to remember the timeline, the chronology there.
I don't remember the timeline on that one.
I don't either.
I think it was after the 2008 run, which was really the big push.
Yeah. So, okay, so maybe not. Maybe I'm...
Yeah, I think that was where a lot of the Ron Paul people went after the 2008 one.
Because I remember being at a place with some people and talking about my position on things, you know, called government. And they're like, oh, I suppose you're one of those tea partiers, huh? And I'm like, well, I, you know, don't like to miss a good party. Is there booze? Or, you know?
I definitely would be on one of those old-school tea partiers. You know, Boston way.
Boston? Yeah. You park your car around the corner?
Yeah, as in, hey, this is a thing you tax. Let's just throw it away.
This music reminds me of, like, a newscast. 603-283-6160 is our phone number if you'd like to join us. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch, and they started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Biden says he's willing to move his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, regardless of whether Republicans support it or not.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Republican lawmakers are saying the price tag is just too high. They also think it's an end run on bailing out cash-strapped state and local governments. If you ride some form of public transportation, the CDC has now put out a requirement that you have to wear a mask. The sweeping order covers most types of transportation, including airplanes, buses, taxis, and ride shares. You also have to wear the mask at the transportation hub. The CDC stopped short of making it a federal violation to not wear a mask. This is USA Radio News. The FBI announced that two bombs found near the Democratic and Republican Party headquarters were placed there the day before the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The agency's Washington, D.C. field office also increased the reward that it's offering for information leading to the conviction of those responsible for the pipe bombs from $75,000 to $100,000. Law enforcement discovered the bombs hidden near the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee during the insurrection on the nearby U.S. Capitol. A suspect or suspects placed the pipe bombs at the buildings between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. on January 5th. The FBI released images and a video of a hooded suspect carrying a backpack. Capitol Police Hazardous Materials Response Team determined that both devices were in fact hazardous and could create great harm to public safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday night edition. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the host, the Reverend, the Captain, Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me,
Peakless Mountaineer,
as I almost spill my very heavily capped beverage.
And joining me, Broken Equipment.
If you've ever been in a studio or worked in a studio or ever plan or ever even just sort of randomly find yourself in a studio, make sure to have your beverages tightly capped. That is all I have to say about that particular thing because I have had a liquid mishap in a professional recording studio once in my life. Fortunately for me, when this particular liquid mishap happened, there was also we'll call it the sliding glass door incident that happened. In most recording studios, when they have a sliding glass door, they have like a piece of tape going across it. Just so that, because, you know, the glass gets cleaned. They got cleaning people that come in and clean. So like and sometimes they dim the lights for mood, right? You want to create a hit record. You got to set the mood, man, right? You know? So like, people so have you don't, walked through.
Yeah, so you don't do a very good impression of a pigeon.
Yeah, and so a guy that I was you know, I was the assistant audio engineer for this particular session, and I was working with this guy, and he was in the piano room, which has a large sliding glass door that was not taped, and the lighting was low, and the mood was definitely set, and he proceeded to walk into, not quite through the door, but enough that the door shattered. So my liquid mishap was certainly overlooked by the deconstruction of the sliding glass door to the piano room.
Well, that's a nice combination of bad and good luck.
Yeah, but I digress. We'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a minute. I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are knowledgeable about crypto and you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines of all of the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right, let's go to the phones. The phones are packed. All two lines. wait, how do I do this again? Oh, yeah, there it is. I press a button. That's what it is. Hey, Van, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm good. Van is calling from Florida today. Van, what's on your mind?
No. Actually, I'm in South Carolina. I lived in Florida for 25 years. I am a Floridian, basically. And the way you guys started the show made me laugh a lot, you know. And Florida is great,
Florida man.
But I had to move because it got real expensive in Sarasota where I lived.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, though, what was I going to say, man? Oh, yeah. You're right. You libertarians, man, you got to rock more. I'm a convicted felon. I can't vote, you know, but... I mean, this president we got now, I'm not, you know, I'll probably, he's a dumbass, and it's the taxing is it's going to get outrageous, and I have grandchildren, and I'm concerned, man, and more guys like you, I mean, it's refreshing to hear you all, because you made me laugh, but man, it's time to get serious and get some libertarians in there to, you know. You hear what I'm saying?
I do, brother. I can't believe that, you know, people say, well, federal income tax is only roughly, you know, 20% of your income or whatever. But no, yes, that is true in a mathematical sense. But if you take a look at all of the things that you buy, all of the purchases that you make, and all of the taxes involved with that, if you take a look at the way the federal government interacts with the Federal Reserve to inflate the dollar supply, that's a hidden tax. There's all sorts of taxation going on that amounts to probably more than 50% of the average person in the United States income. 50%. How?
No, man.
And this is one of the greatest ironies of the fact that, okay, all of the taxed enough already people are a big part of why Trump got in. Well, he had the two largest spending bills in human history. So, I mean, that doesn't look like a tax,
right.
But it sure feels like it.
Hey, Van, how do you feel about the, 30 or so executive orders signed by President Biden?
That's insane, man. I don't know. I don't want to get uptight about politics, but I'm uptight, you know, because of my grandsons. I mean, I might kick it in a few years. I just, where are they going to grow up?
Well, the thing about
New
politics.
New Hampshire's cold, no man.
Yeah.
You know, they're in Virginia. I'm in South Carolina. But anyway, yeah, it's insane. No, and I work under the table, and I have for years.
Oh, good for you.
And because I don't. Man, the tax, you're right.
You are part of the solution.
When you go to the grocery, what are all these taxes? Oh, you don't tax the food, but you tax the tissues? What? I don't understand. Look, I'm ranting a little bit, but you guys really refresh me. And thanks a lot. And libertarian, I am a libertarian. I mean, But I do believe, you know, we need people to work on roads and stuff and people to govern that kind of stuff.
So
and,
I came up with a real
there.
Simple.
You need someone to, keep sick people and mad people away. But, could work out. It's so wonderful if you really.
So when's the last time you saw a pothead?
Rand Paul, his son, he's hey, the only one who stands up.
Hey, Van Pinkless wants to. Hey, Van.
Son, he did stand up last week.
Hey, Van, Pinkless wants to ask you a question.
Man, you mentioned the roads. And I got to ask you, when's the last time you saw a pothole in a parking lot?
In a parking lot? There's one across the street.
Oh, man, that's
terrible.
There's
one on my street, like right at the stop sign.
I can't remember. No, in the parking lot.
Right, but, I never see potholes in parking lots, privately owned parking lots. I never see potholes.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They fix them quick.
Exactly. So why don't we have the people who are building the parking lots build the roads? Because they need the roads.
Yeah.
They want you to come to their business.
Hey, Van, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. Thanks for being a listener, too. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You know, I don't ever see a pothole in the grocery store parking lot, you know, the hardware store.
Yeah.
The drugstore, even the fast food places, right? Now that, you know, they've closed all the bars and restaurants unless, you know, you, I don't know, dance a jig on Third Avenue with a banana in your ear while wearing 17 masks or whatever, right? You know, that kind of a thing. I never see potholes in, like, restaurant parking lots.
Right. Why would you give that advantage to your competition?
Right.
Well, and I did want to say two quick things to what Van had spoken about. So he really briefly mentioned Rand Paul, and Rand Paul just had an outstanding performance. Because what they usually do on the news is when they want to make fun of one side's position on something, they'll have two people on a panel, and the so-called moderator will very clearly be on one side or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So people go, oh, well, the ref is obviously in this person's corner.
Right.
Klobuchar had some technical issues, so it was just him and the ABC guy, and he just did an amazing job of pointing out the absolute hypocrisy of saying you are not reporting the news, you are inserting yourself into the story.
Oh.
Yeah, it was an amazing one. If anyone wants to look that one up. And as for, like, we need some libertarians in there, well, it's a real possibility because, I mean, the Republican Party's fractured and the Libertarian Party is moving in a good direction, so maybe.
I prefer the no-party party as far as politics are concerned because I just want a party of my own volition.
Be nice if no one got in the way.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live, more of your calls are coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. That's right. You are in the right place. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. It is the Saturday Night Live edition. Not to be confused with Saturday Night Live. Live from Keene, New Hampshire. It's Saturday night. Anyway, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me, it's
Pickless Mountaineer.
Our telephone number, should you wish to join in the conversation, because this is, after all, a live call-in radio talk program, it is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
Everything you're hearing now is happening now.
It is. Well, it's actually probably...
Unless you're getting a rebroadcast.
No, it probably happened 7 seconds ago. Right. Whatever I'm saying now, by the time it hits the listener's ears, it's got that 7 second radio delay.
I was trying to make a Spaceballs reference there.
Oh.
What am I looking at? Now, sir, you're looking at now. Now. Everything that's happening now is happening now.
I'm a mog. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend. All right. Well, let us not delay any further. Let us go to Doug in Illinois. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, pretty much what I wanted to find out can be your opinion on the future of the country within maybe about a 5-year period, if not more. I mean, there are people that are predicting that, you know, that the country will end up being broken up, or that if we continue, it'll end up like, you know, 1984 George Orwell. And I mean, I'm a nonviolent guy. I'm a Ron Paul, Rothbard libertarian.
Gotcha.
But I mean, we've got, you know, We've had the whole, half the year here of the left rioting with Antifa. Now we got the right getting worked up. They rioted at the Capitol. You know, the government, man, they provoke everybody, like what they did down here with the guy with Florida. They are the problem. And again, I'm nonviolent. I don't think sure. that being violent and rioting can help anybody. But I mean, I think that the people in government should take a little bit of look at human behavior and what they're doing. For the fact that, you know, they had an FBI lawyer who faked an email document. And I don't know if you heard about that, but he ended up getting tried and convicted. But he didn't even do jail time. He did not even do jail time, and that can be a continual thing with people in government. If you have more authority, you should really have the book thrown at you. People in government should have more accountability. But rather it be that way, we common people, you know, I've never been in trouble with the law, but I can tell the common people have the book thrown at them all the time. You know, the government, they're harsh with them. But people in government...
Agree wholeheartedly. My prediction, I don't know, for the next 5 years, let's see. It's not going to get better. I don't think we are going to see all of a sudden government rolling back things like, these business shutdowns, you know, the COVID mandates, all that kind of stuff. I don't think that's going to end. I think it's going to be perpetual. I can't remember a time in history where government has taken away people's rights and ever given them back after a period of time. The only time it's ever happened that I can think of that somebody brought up as an example would be like Prohibition, but that's not even accurate because they didn't give you your rights back. What they did is they just heavily legislated it from there on out. So instead of me being free to, you know, brew beer or, you know, have a still in my backyard and, you know, do as I see fit with that, they're like, no. Only licensed people can have, only people who've paid for the privilege can do that. And so, you know, my prediction for the next 5 years, it's not going to get better. The dollar is going to continue to deflate in value. We're going to continue to see more government overreach, the likes of which the planet Earth has probably never seen. You mentioned George Orwell. We are already living in a George Orwell dystopian nightmare. There are cameras literally everywhere, all of them accessible by the government. We carry around tracking devices on the magic rectangles in our pockets.
Even Orwell never imagined the possibility that we would not only carry around Big Brother in our pockets, but we would pay for the privilege to do so.
Right. So that's kind
I hear about the guy in Florida, like you were mentioning, and when you were a commercial, I went ahead and I looked it up, and it'd be like, man, I'm like, the government, are they that dumb? Do they not know human behavior? Are they trying to provoke people into a reaction?
Yes.
That guy hit a lot of people that were following him on Twitter, a lot of right-wing people, and they're going to hear about that, and do they not think
they will ratchet
up the anger level?
You know? That's the plan. So here's the thing. It is not certain, but it is very probable that we have a very major conflict ahead of us. Now, this conflict can be one of two things. Now, it can be a horizontal conflict of the left against the right, essentially some kind of a race war. That is what they want. That is what they're trying to provoke, and they're doing everything in their power to do. Now, it could, on the other hand, be a vertical conflict of us against these powers that are manipulating us and taking away everything we love. That's still possible. So, I mean, what's the prediction? And the answer is, it depends on what you do. So, I mean, some of these things are definitely going to happen. The destruction of the U.S. dollar is absolutely occurring. We are in the middle of it. Yeah. It is going to continue. Now, what will replace it? It could be the central bank digital currency, or it could be cryptocurrency. And that's up to you. That's your call.
I watched some people that did like the prepping all the time, and I remember laughing at them. I remember watching them on TV and laughing at them, thinking that they were all foolish. And now it can be like, you know, with everything going on, I'm in the Chicagoland area and I want to get moved out to the country. I want out of Illinois and I want moved further out to the fact that if people are going to get violent, if the government, they're going to try to fight the people, I don't want to be in the middle of it. Yep. And I don't want to be anywhere near it, you know?
Tell you what I'd do.
Yeah.
I'd move over to New Hampshire.
Well, I just want to say,
I mean, you're a Rothbardian libertarian in Illinois.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, the three biggest states to move from right now are New York, California and Illinois.
Yeah. I want to say, too, Doug, like, thank you for being man enough to say what you did about the preppers, because there are a lot of people out there who feel the same way. And you've not only been able to, you know, identify, hey, you know, maybe I should start doing some prepping myself because maybe these guys are onto something, but it's a never a bad idea to be prepped for a disaster, right? I used to live in the Seattle area. I did prepping. You know, people are like, hey, what are you doing? Oh, well, you know, there could be a tsunami, could be a volcano, could be an earthquake, could be government overreaction, you know? So I was prepping for all of these things. It's never a bad idea to be prepared, but thank you for being man enough to, you know, come to that conclusion that perhaps it is time for you to get prepared, and we appreciate your call tonight. Doug had some really good points.
I did want to say that in addition to the whole, really, it depends on what you're doing. Like, we are building history now.
We are.
And, like, this is it, man. This is the game for all of the marbles. If they get the police state with this kind of power, then they... I don't know if there is a way out of that. But our ability to communicate with each other has never been higher either. So this is the game for it. And, I mean, to say a few alternatives, even from the whole COVID lockdown side, well... It's also entirely possible that their game plan is that they will, you know, okay, well, we've come out with the vaccines, and then they change the way that they're doing the testing procedure, so it has a lower something or other threshold, like where they run it through 30 or 40 times, they'll bring it down to 20. Oh, look at that. Our vaccine has cured COVID, and Joe is a hero.
They've already done that.
Oh.
They've lowered, like, immediately, like, as soon as Biden was elected, they came out with a recommendation for the testers to lower the number of cycles that the PCR tests were done, because they said that the higher number of cycles was giving them too many false positives.
Which it was. And of course it was. I mean, if you run it through enough times, you will get a positive. So it's entirely possible that we're going to that our economy is going to come back because they'll lift the restrictions because Joe Biden is the big hero. Just to double down on the see what a monster Trump was.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to lift the restrictions at all. In fact, I don't remember what the exact number is. It's 30 or 40 executive orders signed by Joe Biden. He's only been in office for what, a week, 2 weeks, 9, 10 days, something like that. So. Apparently, that's more executive orders than all of the last three presidents combined that he has signed in his first 10 days. Yeah.
No. It's been about 300 for the last three presidencies.
In the first couple weeks or whatever.
Right. Well, I mean, he's got to get stuff done before he mysteriously contracts COVID.
Executive orders, replaced by Harris.
Yeah,
but executive orders, if for those folks who play the political game, executive orders were supposed to be occasional and only if all the other methods didn't work for getting stuff done. So now it's the main method.
Yeah. And corporations were supposed to be temporary and serve the public good.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sport Kilt.
The The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.